become small business owners. You could have your own business up and running in no time. Now that's a dream come true.
Call Guidant Financial now for free information. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748. That's 800-430-6748.
Ohio's Republican Governor John Kasich says that while Ohio's job numbers are improving, his state is not getting any help from the federal government. This audio is courtesy of NBC's Meet the Press.
While I feel good about the fact that we're moving in the right direction, at the federal level is too anemic. And frankly, what I get concerned about is I've got wind in my face. Ohio's doing what it can do, but I wish they'd get their act together in Washington.
In spite of tremendous pressure to leave the race, presidential candidate Newt Gingrich says he's going to stay on in hopes of influencing the party's platform. With more, here's correspondent Ed Donahue.
Gingrich says he is not stepping aside from Mitt Romney and dropping out of the race, but...
You have to be realistic. Given the size of his organization, given the number of primaries he's won, he is far and away the most likely Republican nominee.
On Fox News Sunday, Gingrich says if Romney is the Republican presidential nominee, he will do all he can to defeat Barack Obama.
For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRNUSANews.com.
Have you ever considered starting a marketplace ministry? Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby with the 3-Step Plan Home Business System. A marketplace ministry just means that you share your faith as you work. A home business with the 3-Step Plan can give you the time and freedom to do just that. We'll help you start your own home business with the telephone and internet access. Go to 3stepusa.com. That's 3stepusa.com or call 800-480-2102. 800-480-2102.
CNS News is reporting that since President Obama took office, both the number of new drilling operations starting on federal lands and the number of new leases for oil operations on federal lands has decreased. This according to data produced by the Bureau of Land Management. In fiscal year 2008, the last official year of President George W. Bush's administration, 5,044 new oil wells were started, meaning that actual drilling began. In fiscal year 2009, however, in Obama's first year as president, there were 3,267 wells started, a decline of 1,777. Oil analyst Phil Flynn says the price of gas continues to go up because of factors that limit supply.
We have to switch from the winter to summertime blends. We have to draw down and get rid of the old supply and bring in the new. At the same time, the refiners use this switchover time as a time to do refinery maintenance.
National Weather Service meteorologist Sean Baines says a new record has been set for overall snow amounts in Anchorage, Alaska.
The old record set back in the winter of 1954-55, and that total was 132.6 inches. We received 4.3 inches, and that brings our seasonal total for this year to 134.5 inches.
With IRN USA Radio News, I'm John Russell.
If you're watching your wallet like most of us, then here's a family vacation offer from Caribbean Cruise Line. Imagine your family on a luxurious vacation to the Bahamas, including your cabin, all your meals, full spa, casino, live entertainment, 3 kids clubs, a kids water park, and more. Now imagine getting this amazing vacation deal for only $59 per person. This cruise has a full retail value of $500, and it's yours for just $59. We guarantee your family will love this vacation offer, and you'll love the price at just $59 per person for a $500 all-inclusive cruise to the Bahamas. Call right now. Book your cruise vacation. Space is limited. Call 800-364-3105. 800-364-3105. 800.
Welcome Welcome to Animals Today. I'm Dr. Lori Kirshner. This is Animals Today, and we are pleased to have two special guests with us on the show today. And you may know that Hanukkah is happening now, and Christmas is rapidly approaching. So we thought we would devote this show to both a Jewish and Christian perspective on animal welfare and vegetarianism with a focus on holiday themes. We are pleased to have back on the show Dr. Richard Schwartz, who is president of Jewish Vegetarians of North America. He is professor emeritus at the College of Staten Island, the author of 3 books and 140 articles. The articles may be found at jewishveg.com/Schwartz. He argues that a shift toward vegetarianism is a religious imperative, and we're going to find out why. Hi, Richard.
Hi, Lori. Great to be back. And again, I want to commend you for this wonderful program that you've had for such a long time and all the things you're doing for animals.
Thank you. And we're also so happy to have with us Frank R. Hoffman, who, with his wife, Mary, developed and maintained a highly visited collection of informational websites, which can be accessed through www.all-creatures.org. Frank is a former chemist and a retired pastor. The missions of the Mary T. and Frank R. Hoffman Foundation include education, support of other organizations, and maintenance of an archival library to help both teachers and students. Welcome to the show, Frank.
Thank you, Laurie. Glad to be here with you and with Richard.
Yes. So, Frank and Richard. Okay, so I thought I'd start by asking Richard Schwartz, since we are in the middle of the Jewish holiday, Hanukkah, about the holiday's meaning and what its connections to vegetarianism are.
Okay. Yeah, also, it's great to be with you, Frank. And, you know, it's been wonderful in the past working with you, and look forward to continuing that, and best wishes for continued success. Okay, about Hanukkah. Actually, it commemorates what was perhaps the world's first battle for religious freedom in about the year 165 before the Common Era. The Syrian Greeks actually ruled in Israel. They had a leader, wanted statues to be put up for him all over the country, wanted the Jews to bow down to them, wanted them to offer animal sacrifices, and basically for the Jews to give up their religious practices. Of course, since Judaism teaches that there's only one God that should be worshipped, then the Jews did not comply with this at all. And a small band went out and was miraculously, since they were, you know, a small minority, defeated the Syrian Greeks. And after that, they rededicated the temple. They wanted to relight the menorah or the candelabra. They had oil enough just for one day, but miraculously it lasted for 8 days. That's why today Hanukkah is an 8-day holiday, and what Jews do, they light one candle the first night, one more each night until 8 on the final night. So this is the story basically on Hanukkah, and basically many connections to vegetarianism. By the way, you mentioned that website. I have articles on all the Jewish holidays and relationship to vegetarianism, and just a few examples with regard to Hanukkah. First of all the traditional foods related to Hanukkah are vegetarian. The Maccabees, who were the ones that fought against the Syrian Greeks, when they went to the mountains to engage in this guerrilla war, they were vegetarians, weren't able to get kosher meat even they wanted it. And in addition, a couple of the important messages are, one is nonconformity. And that's, instead of saying, well, we'll go along with it, how can we battle against this tremendous military force with far greater numbers? So the same thing is true, of course, with vegetarians. We are nonconformists, even though the majority has the McDonald's, they have the meat all the time. We recognize that basically we have truth, morality, and justice on our side, and we are promoting this vegetarian diet. Also, another lesson is that of a victory of the few against the many. Once again, vegetarians are a small part of the population, but we know we have a very powerful message, more and more important today, so we're struggling to get that message out.
Richard, why do you think Jews should be vegetarians?
Okay, first of all, the two ideal times in the Jewish tradition are vegetarian, actually vegan. One is the Garden of Eden, based on very first chapter, God's first dietary regimen, Genesis chapter 1, verse 29, strictly vegetarian, agreed to by all the commentators, and that's the beginning. Then, at the end, in the messianic period that Jews yearn for, that is also pictured as a vegetarian period, thought of by Rav Kook, one of the great philosophers of the 20th century. He felt the messianic period would be vegetarian, and he based that on Isaiah's powerful prophecy that the wolf will draw the lamb, the lion will eat straw with the ox, no one shall hurt nor destroy in all of God's holy mountain. So we have those two examples, but our main case is based on six very, very important Jewish mandates, and these are true for other religions as well, and I'm sure Frank can talk about that as well, but these are six mandates, and these are, you should very diligently guard our health, we have to treat animals with compassion, we have to be co-workers with God in protecting the environment, we have to conserve natural resources, have to help hungry people, have to seek and pursue peace. And all of these are very seriously violated by animal-based diets. That's why I feel very strongly Jews should be vegetarians. And as I said, other religions have similar teachings, so they should be as well.
Frank Hoffman, here we are, and it's another Christmas season, and that means buying presents and overeating and maybe not enough emphasis on the true meaning of the holiday. Have Christians strayed from the teachings of Jesus or misinterpreted their own scripture regarding how animals are treated?
Yes, they have. The big problem is that they don't move away from all of the teachings of Jesus. They follow most of them, but they, as Richard was bringing out, they leave off the compassionate side. And because they leave off the compassionate side, they leave room for them to continue to eat their pound of flesh, eat their meat, have their same way of living, trying to justify hunting and all of the other things that happen with animals. Well, if we're to be the loving, compassionate, peacemaking children of God that Jesus calls us to be, then we wouldn't do the things we do to animals. And also, we wouldn't do the things to other people who care about animals by ridiculing them and making them feel uncomfortable or hurting people that have lost a beloved companion animal. And they say, well, it's only an animal, get another one. We wouldn't do these kind of things to the people if we truly loved. So in that way, we violate Jesus' teachings. And that's the problem that we have, basically.
Frank, do you also find that Christian leaders neglect or ignore what you feel are the important messages about animals and our diets?
Yes, they do. Not all of them, thank God, but there are, the vast majority do. And the big problem is they also are caught up in the animal eating and hunting and everything else that goes along with this kind of a lifestyle. So they don't want to take away from their own feelings as well. This is what I happen to believe is the case, and from talking to a number of them too, that there seems to be a disconnect or something missing, or they don't want to do this. And it really works back to the point of, if we don't feel compassion for someone else, or some other living being, or we selectively do it, we have actually hardened our hearts. And God wants a soft and compliant heart. So if we harden our hearts, we're turning away from God. And in order to not feel the pain and suffering or have any empathy for a suffering animal, particularly what's happening to billions of food animals, we, in fact, have turned away from the teachings. And this is coming down from the pulpits. So, yes, they have turned away also from that aspect. They like to teach the things about saving and the saving grace of Christ, but they leave out all of the animal issues. And that, to me, is doing a disservice to God's teachings.
I'm Dr. Lori Kirshner. You're listening to Animals Today, your home for serious talk about animals. We're devoting the show to both a Jewish and Christian perspective on animal welfare and veganism with a focus on holiday themes. And when we come back from the commercial break, we're going to talk about the meaning of the phrase peace on earth. So stay with us. You're listening to Animals Today.
Did you know that there's a huge problem with pet overpopulation? There are so many unwanted dogs and cats that sadly millions of wonderful pets are euthanized every year in shelters because there's just nowhere for them to go. Consider that one female dog and her offspring can produce more than 50,000 puppies in just 6 years, and that a female cat and her kittens can produce more than 400,000 cats in 7 years. Now, everybody loves a cute puppy or a playful kitten, but there simply are not enough people to care for all the animals. If you let your animal have a litter, even just one, then these kittens and puppies can go on to produce more offspring themselves. We can all help reduce this problem by spaying or neutering our animals as soon as we obtain them. That's what responsible pet owners do. Ask your veterinarian about the procedure. You'll also learn that spaying and neutering can allow your pet to live a longer, healthier life by reducing the chances of certain cancers. There are other benefits too. Fixed animals are less likely to bite, fight, roam, or run away. Neutered cats are less likely to mark their territory. And because they do not go into heat cycles, they are less likely to cry continuously or to attract unwanted animals. So make sure to spay or neuter your pets right away and tell your friends and relatives about how we can all help make pet euthanasia a thing of the past. This message presented by Desert Paws. Visit us at desertpaws.org.
99.9% of the Grainger products you order are shipped the same day, and 99% of our customers think that's great. But if you're part of the 1% minority that thinks this is too fast, here are some ways you can slow us down. Talk slower on the phone. Order in a language only you understand. Have your order shipped to a houseboat, then move the houseboat. Or my personal favorite, order a trillion of something. For super fast access to Grainger's over 900,000 products, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze, smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of... Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store.
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one today.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
At Quicken Loans, we close many of our home loans in 30 days or less. But if you work with someone other than Quicken Loans, you might be dealing with a lender that takes a lot longer. Here's an analogy. I ordered a pizza 4 hours ago that should have arrived in 30 minutes or less. Think of my cold, unappetizing pizza as a mortgage from a lender that doesn't care about closing loans quickly.
Here's your pizza, dude.
You should have been here a lot sooner.
Who do you think I am? Quicken Loans?
The choice is clear. A mortgage from a lender that takes forever to close your loan, or a piping hot mortgage from Quicken Loans that arrives fresh at your door in as quick as 30 days or less. One more way Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an incredible 3.99%. APR 4.22%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or go to quickenloans.com.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
Welcome back to Animals Today, your home for serious talk about animals. We are speaking to Dr. Richard Schwartz and Frank Hoffman and getting a religious perspective on animal welfare and veganism with a focus on holiday themes. Frank, what is the meaning of the phrase peace on earth as it is used around the holidays? We hear so much about peace on earth this time of year. Do you feel the phrase is not really accurate while we exploit animals in industrial plants for our consumption?
Absolutely. The origin of it comes from the angels appearing to the shepherds in the field when Jesus was born. Here we have the Savior, in deference to Richard, Jesus as Savior here. But what we're talking about is that this peace on earth and goodwill toward men also carries with it the implication of peace on earth for all creatures. Right. Jesus was born in a stable with animals. The very fact that some of the first living beings that sees the Christ child being born are animals, and that he is in the stable is indicating that there's something about this peace on earth that carries forth beyond human beings. It carries forth to the whole of creation. If we go to what Jesus said in the Beatitudes, he says, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be the children of God. They shall be called the children of God." And then he tells us to pray for God's heavenly will to be done on earth as it is in heaven. Now, where there's no death or suffering or mourning. So if that's the case, then there's something missing in what he's teaching. And then Paul picks up on this, and he says that the whole of creation is groaning and waiting in anticipation for the revealing of the children of God to free it from its present corruption. Well, that means we're supposed to be doing it now. That doesn't mean we walk away from it and let it happen sometime in the future. So right. We have totally turned away from the true meaning of being peacemakers, of peace on earth. And all we have to do is look around the world, and we realize there isn't peace on earth. We have wars all over the place. We have famines. We're not feeding the poor, which is part of this peace on earth. We're not doing the things we're supposed to be doing, and we're killing billions upon billions of animals every year, and they suffer horribly all of their lives. None of this right. has anything to do with God's or Jesus' teaching. So we have totally lost the peace on earth, or we have made what I like to say a mockery of it, because it's not being practiced. We say the words, but we don't do it. It's just like people that pray the Lord's Prayer. They don't really pray for God's heavenly will to be done on earth. They're saying the words, but they don't seem to really mean it.
Richard, what is meant by the term dominion? And has the notion of dominion over animals been misapplied?
Absolutely. First, I just want to add to what Frank said, because
sure.
there's a very
sure.
powerful connection between vegetarianism and peace. In fact, the Jewish sages many years ago saw a connection with the fact that the Hebrew words for bread, which is lechem and war, milchama, they come from the same root. And from that, the sages deduced when there's a shortage of grain and other resources, people are more likely to go to war. So animal-based agriculture uses far, far more grain and land and water and energy. As a matter of fact, you know, Frank mentioned helping the hungry. It's incredible. With over a billion of the world's people, according to the Food and Agriculture Organization, now chronically hungry, 70% of the grain produced in the U.S. is fed to animals destined for slaughter, and more than a third worldwide. So there's a definite connection there, you know, with all the resources, increasing poverty, increasing the likelihood of war. This is why, for a long time, I've been advocating that the slogans of the peace movement and the vegetarian movement should actually be one and the same. All we're saying is give peas a chance. So hopefully that message will get out there that if you want to have peace, we have to shift to a vegetarian diet, share the resources far better, and not waste them so much. Now, in terms of dominion, the Jewish sages interpret that as responsible stewardship. Certainly not domination, not carte blanche to do whatever you want. Sometimes I use an analogy with somebody who has a garden, and a person does not have the time or the ability to take care of the garden, so you hire a gardener. The gardener, you're giving dominion in effect, but you're certainly not giving them carte blanche to just destroy wantonly, but to take care of it, and that's what dominion has been given to us. And there are two verses right after that, in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, we're given dominion. But a few verses later, Genesis chapter 1, verse 29, God's first dietary regimen, strictly vegetarian. And then in the very next chapter, Genesis chapter 2, verse 15, our role is given because God takes the first human being, Adam, puts him in the Garden of Eden, and for two things: to work the garden, but also to guard it. An important word, shomer, to be a guardian. We're supposed to be shomrei adama, guardians of the earth. So dominion is not a carte blanche. And the properly interpreted means a steward, and that would be very consistent, certainly, with vegetarianism. But again, that's been misinterpreted, just as Frank says so much the Christian teachings, that is what Rabbi Heschel called religious behaviorism, people going through the words but not applying it to improving our imperiled world.
Frank, any additional comments about dominion?
Yeah, sure. One of the verses, or sections that that Richard quoted was from Genesis chapter 1. Well, the last verse, when God looked upon all that he had made, including the giving of dominion and the vegetarian diet for animals and humans, he says it was very good. It's a confirmation that that's the way I want the world to be. And humans have fallen away from that. He also mentioned another verse earlier when he was quoting a passage out of Isaiah's Peaceable Kingdom, where God said that the animals will live together, they won't hurt or destroy, and all my holy mountain, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Well, that isn't happening. So we have lost part of that dominion. And as the verse that I talked about before, the passage from Romans chapter 8, where Paul mm-hmm. talks about freeing creation. That's the stewardship. So if we look at this and the fact of that peaceable kingdom passage from Isaiah, where a little child will lead them, that's the kind of way we're to be. We're to have a soft, sensitive heart like little children. And that is the dominion we're to have for this earth. We're supposed to care about every single living being on this world and the environment in which we all live. So that's the part that we seem to be passing up.
Very good. Don't go away, because we have more with Richard Schwartz and Frank Hoffman on the connections between vegetarianism or veganism and the holidays. I'm Dr. Lori Kirshner, and you're listening to Animals Today. Standing in the rain, roof up, doing it again. Some kind of happiness is measured out in miles. Makes you think you're something special when you smile. Childlike, no one understands. Jackknife in your sweaty hands.
As temperatures climb, please remember to never leave your dog in the car, not even for a minute on a warm day with the windows cracked and in the shade. The temperature inside a car can climb up in a matter of minutes, and it's enough to kill your pet. If you love your pet, leave them at home or with someone you trust. Keep them cool, comfortable, and alive. And if you see a dog or other pet in a car, you may only have a moment to save their life. Here are a couple of steps that you should remember. Make an announcement in the store or business the car is parked nearest to, and call the police department or animal control right away. Remember, it only takes a minute or two on a hot day to kill an animal left inside a car. Your swift action can save a life. Dogs are unable to cool themselves the way people can. Never leave your dog in the car, not even for a minute. This message is presented by Desert Paws. Visit them online at desertpaws.org. That's desertpaws, all one word, .org.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Because no one knows how to keep your Buick at its best like the Buick Certified Service Experts. They'll take care of your Buick. You just enjoy the ride. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for their latest service offers and everyday value pricing.
At highway speeds, the average text takes your eyes off the road for about 5 seconds. That's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Stop texts, stoprex.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
If you're watching your wallet like most of us, then here's a family vacation offer from Caribbean Cruise Line. Imagine your family on a luxurious vacation to the Bahamas, including your cabin, all your meals, full spa, casino, live entertainment, 3 kids clubs, a kids water park, and more. Now imagine getting this amazing vacation deal for only $59 per person. This cruise has a full retail value of $500, and it's yours for just $59. We guarantee your family will love this vacation offer, and you'll love the price at just $59 per person for a $500 all-inclusive cruise to the Bahamas. Call right now. Book your cruise vacation. Space is limited. Call 800-364-3105, 800-364-3105, 800-364-3105, 800-364-3105.
This is my parents' Mercedes M-Class, but it won't always be, if you know what I mean.
When you own a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, chances are they'll own it one day too. Because a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz is 100% through and through a Mercedes-Benz. And right now, during our certified pre-owned sales event, you can get exceptional 1.99% financing on select models. Every one of our certified pre-owned vehicles undergoes a rigorous inspection by factory-trained technicians to ensure it meets the uncompromising standards of Mercedes-Benz. And considering we invented the automobile, those standards are indeed high. Plus, a warranty and roadside assistance for up to 5 years and 100,000 total miles. And now, with 3 months of Sirius satellite radio.
I can't wait to drive this.
Hurry into the Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event, now through April 30th. And remember, if it's not at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer, it's not certified pre-owned.
See dealer or call 1-800-4-MERCEDES for complete program, including certified pre-owned, limited warranty, and Sirius satellite radio details and limitations. Not all customers are qualified for advertised APR and are subject to prior credit approval.
Prices are for base buildings only. May not be available in some areas.
Attention business owners, do you want a stimulus package that really works? Before you spend thousands of dollars more than you should on your next building project, listen to this. General Steel has a stimulus package designed to help you save as much as half the cost of conventional construction on your next building.
As much as half?
That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? So don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first, and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. With the projected demand for steel in Japan and China, prices may be skyrocketing.
Call 800-215-1727, 800-215-1727, 800-215-1727.
Welcome back to Animals Today. I'm Dr. Lori Kirshner. Richard, I want to know, why are so few Jews vegetarians? But before you answer that, I actually, for both Frank and Richard, it seems to me that many people who claim to be animal advocates or animal rights individuals do not really practice a religion. In fact, they are agnostic or atheists. Frank, have you noticed this, and what do you think about it? And then we'll get Richard's comments.
Yes, we have noticed it, and it's one of the main reasons we started our internet ministry, because we found there were people who were unchurched all over the world and they had left because of what they felt was the hardness of heart or the indifference or, in some cases, the actual ridicule of their beliefs and feelings and sensitivities. So instead of bringing people in and being a loving, receptive community, they have actually chased people away, and that's why people have left. And I talk to people all the time who have had a religious background, and we just try to minister to them in the best way we can. We don't argue with them about where they're at, but we try to give people back their faith by just showing them love and compassion that we were supposed to do from the beginning. So, yes, it's quite common.
Yeah. And Richard, why are so few Jews vegetarians?
Okay, actually I have four reasons. One is tradition, that people just, their parents were ate meat, their grandparents, that's all they know basically, and people don't want to break away from that. Another one is habit. People are creatures of habit. And that's why, by the way, I sometimes use an analogy with the metric system. So everybody knows the metric system is far more logical than our system, with pounds and quarts and teaspoons and all kinds of different things and different measurements. Everything in the metric system is based on 10. So why can't we switch to it? Well, people are creatures of habit. They're used to one kind of thing they don't want to change. Another very important reason, of course, is ignorance. Many people are just not aware of how animals are raised on factory farms. They don't know about the negative health effects and now about the tremendous negative environmental effects. Boy, we made a movie to try to get a message out called A Sacred Duty, Applying Jewish Values to Help Heal the World. And so many people have told me they just don't want to see it, they don't want to know, especially the part that shows how really horribly animals are treated on factory farms. And a fourth reason is conformity. All their friends eat meat. Nobody wants to be the one person, the rebel, and be different and being teased or challenged in some ways. So these are some reasons, and that is why, through the Jewish Vegetarians in North America and other ways, we're trying to get this message out as much as possible. And with that movie I mentioned and all the articles I have, and I'm trying to challenge people to have a respectful dialogue, debate on should Jews be vegetarians, because it's not just a matter of one person eats a hamburger, another person has lettuce. I mean, there's an epidemic of disease out there, and the world is heading toward an unprecedented climate catastrophe, and animal-based agriculture is a major contributor, so it is really essential that this message get out there, and I hope everybody in the audience will take this message and go, whether it be a Christian, a priest, a minister, a rabbi, an imam, and say, well, God's world is threatened as never before, and I heard this program, and there's all these religious teachings that point to vegetarianism as the ideal diet, closest to all the religious values of peace, as Frank mentioned, helping the hungry, as he also mentioned, protecting the environment, reducing disease, and certainly compassion for animals, and get that message out there and urge this to be on the agenda, get some respectful dialogues, debates going.
And Frank, now, and you too, should Christians be more receptive to messages about vegetarianism and animal welfare now in the Christmas season compared to the rest of the year? And also, Frank, why are more Christians not vegetarians or animal right activists for that matter?
All right, well, let me try to tie this together. Putting your questions in reverse order, because I want to just pick up on what Richard said. The
Please.
Only other thing, I agree totally with what Richard was saying about the reasons they don't, but people also don't want to change their lifestyle. And they don't want, as Richard said, they don't want to hear the message. We have talked to a lot of people about their health as well, and they don't want to change their lifestyle, even though they know and they acknowledge that eating a plant-based diet will cure them. And there's a lot of proof around. So they are knowledgeable, more so than they like to admit sometimes. And I also think that don't tell me, I don't want to hear, is also part of this. They really know the truth. And that is making them sort of passive resistance or, to the truth, and that's part of the problem. As far as the why they aren't receptive is also tied to that same question. And they really haven't had their emotions shocked to the point where they can't resist making a change. They don't feel the pain and suffering inside. Even for their own health, they don't want to do it. But if it has to do with their own doggy or kitty, that's a different story. They might do it then. But they don't extend it beyond themselves. It's a very close-knit sphere of compassion. It doesn't extend very far. And that's part of the problem. They just don't want to rock the boat. They don't want to change. And nothing that will do it, you know, as Richard said, it's the status quo. They want to be with their friends. They don't want to change that. But even to their own detriment, they don't want to change when it comes to being compassionate to animals, which I find sort of strange because when Mary and I first found out, we made the change pretty quick. But other people don't react the same way, and God made us all different. But that's why we've been working so hard to try to convince people that, you know, listen, take a look at this, go read this, go look at this, and why we have published such a huge library on our website.
Frank, you must be bothered by the strong tradition of Christmas ham as a festive meal.
Well, it's not just Christmas. It's all holiday meals and every meal every day. And it's not just ham. It's turkey. It's chicken. It's beef. It's every possible animal product that they put on the table, including dairy and eggs and all of the different things that are happening. Because it really bothers us because it's showing this disconnect, this lack of compassion. They don't want to admit to themselves or to anyone else that animals suffer, so that they can have their pleasure.
Yeah, Frank, I'm glad you mentioned dairy and egg, because there's just as much cruelty, if not more, in the production of dairy and egg as there is meat. So thank you for mentioning that. Richard, you've been criticized for putting vegetarian values ahead of Jewish values. How do you respond to that?
Okay, well, our whole case is based on Jewish values. I mean, all the mandates I mentioned, I would just go over very quickly, you know, how strongly they are connected to Judaism. For example, taking care of our health, that's arguably the most important Jewish mitzvah or commandment. And I say that because it overrides other very important mitzvahs. For example, the Sabbath day, very important in Judaism, one of the reasons that the Maccabees fought against the Syrian Greeks, and we have Hanukkah today because the Syrian Greeks wanted them to give it up, and they weren't willing to do that. Sabbath is very, very important, but if, God forbid, a life is in danger, then a person must do everything possible, even though it violates laws of the Sabbath, because the laws were given to live by and not, God forbid, to die by. Now, in terms of compassion for animals, this is not something I'm saying, well, Judaism is one thing, but the animal rights people say this. This is so fundamental. In the book of Psalms, it says that God's compassion is over all of his works, including, of course, humans and animals. And the book of Proverbs says that the righteous individual considers the life of his or her animal. And there's so many, as a matter of fact, it's part of the Ten Commandments, where it says not only human beings are at rest, but animals as well. And if a person has a pet or a farm animal, according to Judaism, one must feed that animal before sitting down to one's own meal. And the environment, we're supposed to be co-workers with God in protecting the environment, which is so threatened today. And there's many laws about that, sabbatical year, leaving the fields free from labor, etc. Now, the other commandments, like conserving resources, is a very fundamental idea in Deuteronomy that says that even in wartime, we are not allowed to destroy fruit-bearing trees, to build a battering ram to try to destroy an enemy fortification. And the rabbis extended that to say we're not to destroy or necessarily waste anything of value.
Richard, I'm going to have to interrupt you there. That's so interesting. This is just a great show. Don't go away. More with Frank Hoffman and Richard Schwartz. This is Animals Today. Thanks for tuning in.
Every day in the United States, tens of thousands of puppies and kittens are born. Unfortunately, there aren't enough homes for all these cats and dogs. One unfixed female cat and her offspring can be the source of more than 400,000 cats in 7 years. One female dog and her unfixed offspring can produce about 67,000 puppies. Too many cats and dogs are unwanted anywhere by anybody, so they end up being neglected or abandoned. Millions of healthy pets are killed in shelters annually in the U.S. on average. 70% of the animals that enter the shelter end up getting euthanized. Fortunately, there is good news. There's a new answer to this dilemma. We can help to stop killing these animals by having our pets spayed or neutered. If you want a new pet, how about adopting one? You can rescue a cat or dog and save a life. For more information, please visit our website, desertpaws.org. Again, that website is www.desertpaws.org. And save a life. Save a pet's life today.
As temperatures climb, please remember to never leave your dog in the car, not even for a minute on a warm day with the windows cracked and in the shade. The temperature inside a car can climb up in a matter of minutes, and it's enough to kill your pet. If you love your pet, leave them at home or with someone you trust to keep them cool, comfortable, and alive. And if you see a dog or other pet in a car, you may only have a moment to save their life. Here are a couple of steps that you should remember. Make an announcement in the store or business the car is parked nearest to, and call the police department or animal control right away. Remember, it only takes a minute or two on a hot day to kill an animal left inside a car. Your swift action can save a life. Dogs are unable to cool themselves the way people can. Never leave your dog in the car, not even for a minute. This message is presented by Desert Paws. Visit them online at desertpaws.org. That's desertpaws, all one word, .org.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS that you can't pay? Call now for immediate help. 866-657-8517. At Community Tax Relief, we help consumers like you. If you take on the IRS alone, you could be facing levies, liens, even wage garnishments, personal or business tax issues. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more, they will aggressively come after you. Protect yourself and your family today from what the IRS can do to you. Call now, 866-657-8517. They can freeze your bank account, even garnish your wages. Our expert team of tax professionals can solve your tax problems once and for all. Call now for a free 5-minute tax debt analysis. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517.
I'm David Travers, head of operations at Farmers Insurance. We're a proud sponsor of March of Dimes, March for Babies. For more than 25 years, March for Babies has given us the opportunity to support families in our communities. Take steps to help women have healthy pregnancies across the country. Join us and the 20,000 other companies who are walking together for stronger, healthier babies. Start your team at marchforbabies.org.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze, smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of... Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store.
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one today.
At Quicken Loans, we provide you with state-of-the-art online tools like our app for your smartphone, MyQL Mobile. This means that if you work with a mortgage lender other than Quicken Loans, you might be dealing with someone who doesn't use state-of-the-art online tools. Let me demonstrate. Can I upload my mortgage documents with your mobile app?
No, sorry. We don't offer mobile apps. I didn't realize appetizers were mobile.
Are you using a typewriter?
Why, yes, I am. We just upgraded from Carrier Pigeon.
So I take it you don't offer your clients the latest and greatest technology.
Who do you think I am? Quicken Loans?
Industry-leading tools like MyQL Mobile to get you through your loan process with speed and ease. One more way Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an incredible 3.99%. APR 4.22%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 30.
we're back speaking to Frank Kaufman and Richard Schwartz about veganism and the holidays. Richard, you touched briefly upon vegetarianism and the environment. Is that why a shift to vegetarianism is especially important today?
Yeah, absolutely. It's more important than ever because, as I indicated, the world's heading toward an unprecedented climate catastrophe. I mean, this is heading toward the warmest year in history. Every month from January through June was the warmest month of its time in recorded history. In other words, this January is the warmest January since records were kept for 130 years or so. And we're seeing almost every day reports of wildfires and droughts and floods and storms, heat waves, et cetera, et cetera. And some climate scientists are saying, unfortunately, we can hit a tipping point within a few years. Things can spin out of control, you know, with the melting of the Arctic and glaciers. It's melting faster than ever. And there's a very strong connection. Recent reports, one was in 2006, the UN Food and Agricultural Organization, and this is really incredible in a way. You think of how many cars and planes and ships and all means of transportation there are out there. This UN FAO report, Food and Agricultural Organization report, indicated that animal-based agriculture emits more greenhouse gases in carbon dioxide equivalents than all of these means of transportation combined. So it's essential that there be a major shift to vegetarianism. So once again, I appeal to, I know you have a wonderful audience out there, that everybody should write letters, contact their politicians, contact religious leaders, and say, this is not just a matter of individual choice and all that. This is a societal imperative. We've got to get that message out and as soon as possible because God's wonderful creation, this beautiful world of ours, is threatened as never before, and this has to be a number one priority.
Frank, I hear a lot of common ground about your viewpoints on how we should treat animals from a Jewish, from Richard, from a Jewish perspective, and from Frank, from a Christian viewpoint. Frank, what are your main areas of disagreement?
You mean between Richard and me? I don't think we have.
That's correct.
I agree.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah, we
okay,
don't have
then
any. We're pretty much on the same plane.
Absolutely.
The only difference has to do with some of the religious aspects where we look at things from a different perspective, mm-hmm. but the goal is exactly the same.
Oh, yeah. Because every religion is based on compassion and sharing and justice, etc., and we share the Book of Psalms with its powerful messages and the Book of Proverbs and the Jewish scriptures, etc., and which Christianity builds on.
Okay, so we have just a few minutes left, and I do want to ask Frank how he's promoting the message what he's doing to persuade Christians to look critically at their traditions. But before I touch upon that, Frank, briefly, Richard, if you could address a few points about Jewish ritual slaughter. Doesn't Jewish dietary law limit the suffering of animals consumed for meat? And, Richard, does the Torah permit slaughtering and consumption of some animals and not all the others, which I've always found a little strange?
Yeah, well, you know, in the Torah it says, in the Jewish scriptures, that some animals are kosher and acceptable, some others aren't. Like the pig, for example, is not considered a kosher animal. Now, in terms of ritual slaughter, that was designed to give a minimum of pain, unlike in some of the slaughterhouses where, because it's such a dangerous job, there's a very rapid turnover, and you may have people who may not even know the language, etc., working on it, and one year you have one person, and then soon after another. In Judaism, it has to be a very special, pious person, special blessing said beforehand, using a very sharp knife. Now, I'm president of Jewish Vegetarians of North America. We're against all slaughter, but we feel sometimes where Jewish slaughter is singled out, we protest against that. Now, unfortunately, today, with modern mass production, you know, that everything is going by so fast that the ideal Jewish requirements for slaughter are not always met. And we saw that with what happened in Postville, for example, and underground pictures taken of that. So, we have that ideally, and I hope, since no time is running out, that people will go to my website, jewishveg.com/Schwartz. I have 140 articles. They can read my entire book, Judaism and Vegetarianism. at that website, all free, and that they'll see our movie, A Sacred Duty, Applying Jewish Values to Help Save the World, Help Heal the World, at asacredduty.com. And again, spread this message, because the fate of all humanity, all of creation, depends on getting this message out.
And Frank, please tell us, how are you promoting this message, and what are you doing to persuade Christians to look critically at their traditions, and tell us about your foundation, please?
Okay, most of what we're doing, I do a little speaking, but again, a lot of that is talking to the choir. But when we're out on the internet, we're reaching people all over the world, and that's been the principal way of getting the message out, because we bypass a lot of the media things that won't be picked up because of advertising money. And we're working to bring a peaceful world for humans, animals, and the environment, according to Judeo-Christian and vegan principles, which we don't think are in conflict, though a lot of people do. We also offer a free website service to a lot of companies or a lot of organizations, animal rights, vegan, vegetarian groups. From all over the world, we host sites from all over the world. So we're bringing in a whole group of people together to try to share this information, and we share it back and forth over the internet. And we reach out to people. We use some social networking once in a while, but it's not the biggest way of getting the message out. We find the library effective. We have nearly 70,000 text documents on our library right now, which can help people to read more about it. We have a whole section on trying to help activists find information that they can use, and we have a lot of things cross-referenced from one place to another in some of our hosted websites, so they can find what they're looking for. And that's been the principal way of reaching out to people. And we have found it very effective, because we're getting like a million hits a day a lot of days now.
Yeah, I saw 6 million hits since February of this year, I saw.
Well, that's not just hits. That's visitors. Those are
visitors.
Visitors.
Yes. Frank Hoffman, Richard Schwartz, thank you so much for appearing on Animals Today. This was an outstanding show. If you missed it, go to animalstodayradio.com. It's going to be archived. You got to listen to these two guests. So educational. Thank you guys both so much. This is Dr. Lori Kirshner encouraging you to nurture your compassion for the love. I'm going to repeat that. This is Dr. Lori Kirshner encouraging you to nurture your love and compassion for the only other beings sharing our planet, the animals.
The opinions you hear on the Business Talk Radio Network are those of the host, callers, and guests, and not necessarily those of this station, Business Talk Radio Network, its management, or advertisers. The information on the Business Talk Radio Network does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Investing involves risks, so please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions or comments about the Business Talk Radio Network, contact us at 203-323-7300 or at our website, businesstalkradio.net.
USA Radio News, I'm John Russell. Correspondent Jim Vertuno reports about 15,000 people came to hear New York Jets backup quarterback Tim Tebow at an outdoor Easter church service.
He got a nice round of applause when he hit the stage about an hour.